unforgettable words?
No. No.
Remember the world's most beautiful fat lady? Or die.
Banged it.
Blah, 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 blah.
Play it on a cassette tape recorder.
A cartridge tape recorder or a reel-to-reel tape recorder.
Take it off immediately and place it on your turntable.
Does not want to weaponize.
off immediately? That's a test. Immediately stop the record right where it is and proceed on to the punishment band. That are torturous for even the best stereo system to track and play.
Long ago when I was five, I snuck in the kitchen late at night.
Rather than go through this punishment again, your stereo system will settle down and study hard.
Begin with the most basic test of all. Stereo system accurately reproduced. System accurately reproduce both the male speaking voice and the female speaking voice.
Because there are too many things left out. For instance, if something's broken in the house. You have one child, you know
Virginia
who did
Tech.
It.
The Uncanny Valley.
I mean, if you got one child and the child's doing that, then you gotta take it away.
In the following, you should hear a typical male voice followed by a typical female voice.
At your radio station while a program is being broadcast from some remote point.
Then you sit in their chair.
And the first thing they grab is an iron hook.
Now the
Fire!
balloons can be out of balance. This test, which consists of an actual cut from a famous quiz show, will help you determine whether from your listening position
the left or right speaker is overemphasized,
or if they are weighted properly.
Well, the dentist comes back, you want to talk to him. See you? He's a...
Virginia Tech, the uncanny valley of robotics. Due to its proximity to Washington, D.C., Virginia Tech has become an incubator for military R&D, and it's home to a handful of labs on the leading edge of robotics research.
Listen carefully.
Almost any unusual news bulletin of any importance can be announced between records.
Image for people whose listening position must be closer to one speaker to answer certain questions about what you heard.
The word enthusiasm has its origin in a Greek
which means having a God within. And believe me, I have found a great noble king within my own life.
God within is waiting to grant our every wish, make our fondest dreams come true.
Add a dimension to our lives which before we had never thought possible. Is that we cultivate an awareness of this God within.
We hope that you will
be sure.
That does it. That is the last straw. You know what you are. You're an overbearing man.
How dare you
think we did the right thing?
Maybe.
As a backslapping rocker sort of
thing. You don't look
the truly accurate systems may even suffer by comparison.
Separation test. After the separation,
a woman's voice should have come.
Is your stereo one of these tiresome renegades?
To the extent that the woman's voice could be heard at all in the right speaker or the man's in the left, your stereo system does not have the separation it might.
An eagerness, an aliveness, an inner glow. Without enthusiasm, it has been said that we're only half alive and we know only half a world.
With this test, you shall find out.
Which allows us to live life in
living color. It's a glow, a genuine interest in life and those with whom we associate. It's a spark which we transmit many times unknowingly. But make no mistake, our personnel and our patients will feel this spark as we generate it and will be caught up in its infectious quality.
Here to tell you about the truth is an official sound engineer of the official National Lampoon Stereo Test and Demonstration Rack.
Come on and get you some.
Square's
at the square dance. Having real square fun.
That somewhere before trying to go 40,
when the game is on the
floor,
that magical wonderment with which we were endowed for.
Native and unique interest to the wonders of the everyday world, to some degree becomes premised with indifference. It was a disconcern sets in, which slowly but surely dulls our spark, and with it, our individuality.
Discharges from all power plants,
conventional or nuclear, will use as much energy
over the next 20 years
personality
as has been used in the American Revolution to the present.
And he wants no part of it. It is the negative which will all
number 69, medications and their side effects.
Success was not
based on a profile. Certainly not on perfect physical proportions, but we note that each successful man had the glow of excitement regarding his chosen goal.
A noise.
A pattern. To hold that enthusiasm, not allowing it to win.
A signal. It could be anything. Ink. On paper. Machine data.
Read that feeling of hearing.
Words flowing through your mind
this
right now.
This is the factor which helped these men attain these astronomical goals, regardless of their chosen field. The man of control and
desire to strive for personal wealth. He's not satisfied with electoral independence. He's not interested in as little as he possibly can. And he is not
the signal generator. Is playing on the testing drugs and armaments every day.
The grandfather of them all was developed by HP's very own Bill Kulick in 1939 as the very first audio oscillator, which soon became the company's first product, the HP-200X. Their first customer? Disney Studios. Over the next 70 years, the industry has churned out similar devices, each one a little more complex than the previous.
Are exciting words, and the sky is the limit.
This special silent passage serves as an explanation for a phenomenon known in the high-fidelity industry as amplifier.
Suppositories are funny. It's a funny word, and it's funny to think that you can shove something up your ass and it will make you feel better. Sorry, gay people.
To make this test a good one, we, the engineers of the official National Lampoon Stereo Testing.
Be here, for you are going to have to train yourself to mentally tune out even the loudest rackets.
Why? Because just like Disney movies, our technologies are becoming more intricate, complex, and evolved.
If you want to be able to continue
present
enjoying your music,
rates continue,
this test will help you determine whether or not you are up to the task.
Within only two
in your right speaker, we are going to play a typical number with a typical amount of loud smoke. Shortly after the song begins, you will begin to hear a low clanging sound in your left speaker. This was recorded in the heart of an actual busy steel mill.
The technology that drives devices like cell phones to medical equipment is rapidly developing, making the signals they transmit and receive more information saturated and action packed.
Use what you need for healthful, safe, and pleasant living, but do not waste.
Demonstration, box sensation.
Morgan is a function only of its internal complexity. Our next test concerns itself with realism.
Dedicated, goal-oriented individual is a very definite requirement for national health. The man with a purpose, whether he's a striving businessman or a space-bound astronaut, or a forward-thinking teacher, or a progressive doctor, surgery, these are the people who represent the backbone of a healthy society. George Bernard Shaw put it this way, and please, please think about these words.
Life is no brief candle to me. It is a brilliant torch which I hold but for a moment, and I intend to make it burn as brightly as possible before turning it over to future generations.
A record player, and Bobby's always asking me when we're going to buy a hi-fi set.
Gradually, we will bring up the sound of the steel mill.
Now you want a tape recorder.
I just threw out something. I didn't realize I needed it. The printout. Lost my data.
I can't
Misbehaves.
Doc swung open the door of his time machine.
Look at this, Marty,
he said, pointing to the car's dashboard.
Homer here.
This is the gadget you use to set your destination.
Popcorn.
You say
and
you
want
to go backwards in time.
Good morning. Our golden morning movie this morning is a G-rated family picture. That touching story, a classic film from the 1940s. Flanders, Dog of Flannel. Starring Roddy McDowall, a very young Roddy McDowall, and Donald Crisp. Hope you enjoy it. Titles are on now.
You have adjusted your system not to display it.
Oh, there he comes.
As
now,
part of this
road,
test, you shall
young.
Now listen to a passage of specially recorded music. Channel back up during the music.
Flanders! Where are you? Flanders! Where? I wonder where Flanders is. There's my little flannel doggy. Flanders! Oh, hello, little doggy. Hi. Hello, little dog.
All the music will come from your left channel.
I was only trying to be helpful.
As I was saying, sometimes two seekers get along and sometimes they don't.
My voice is now.
I bore witness.
The music will last 60 seconds.
And what could that possibly be?
If you could listen to it very carefully from your normal listening position.
What do you mean when they're in phase?
I was coming to that!
Stop!
You can't talk. Of countless worlds gathered, documented.
Rather than tell you now,
as you see, I traverse the cosmos.
Stop showing off your volume.
They prejudice you. I shall wait until the passage is over and then ask you to answer certain questions.
Will you please stop? Up show.
Consciousness of all life that has ever been.
Rails on the planet.
Taken me to this place. Here.
Familiar sound. Nails on the blackboard.
To ask you.
Wow.
And you? You are. Just set this
dial to 11-5.
I'm so confused.
You were never here. I alone.
Rivets in our dreams. You squares who dignify the human race. You squares who hold this thankless world.
The dark.
Hopefully, drug abuse affects our society and everybody in it every single day.
Any questions?
Once you go into the room, search everywhere.
Thank you.
How are we doing, Frank? We can't be in here. Come on, let's take it outside.
You're taking part in an historic live sound demonstration that will be preserved forever on the official national.
Be prepared for another barrage of live sound
records and may well be heard by millions.
Time in an enclosed area.
Frequency response, high frequency response, transient response, tracking, and speaker balance.
What's that?
No, it's
not
there.
Look at the views. Nate is right on this trip.
I didn't get you.
A trivial portion of our population, I'm happy to know.
Little Johnny here is all excited, too.
Frequency response. Good overtones, too.
I presume that you have, as I advised, learned to relax.
Nice pizza telescope!
Oh, tell some jokes.
These suggestions on this side will help you to recover from such problems. The mental control and calmness that you have achieved through the regular practice of
relaxation is very valuable to you now in this next stage of your first world.
Nathan?
Yes, yes.
Howdy. And how do you feel on this historic site?
Well, I must say it's quite an event. I've never seen some... All my life. It must be thousands.
More than 5,000 to be exact.
Kitty, this is a serious record here. I could tell you about my kids and my grandchildren. I have 4 sons. I have 8 grandchildren.
Into a full, satisfying social life. Into a calm, happy frame of mind.
Excuse me.
Oh, you know what?
At all times and in all situations. You do firmly desire to gain increased self-confidence. Let us begin.
Begin by making yourself perfectly
and while you're
comfortable.
At it. Ready?
Chair. Chair in which you can go meeting, thinking, and relaxing.
Or lie down on your favorite. Drop your arms to your sides.
Relax. This is it, folks. This is it. Listen carefully. Listen carefully.
And now, listen. Find one spot. I above your head. And fuck the
thing. Hey, hey, well, hold it. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Grandchildren, everyone is a typical grandchild.
Fred, check that switch track, will you?
But Woolworths could sell.
Okay, let's try it again. Listen carefully.
loud and clear and solid, without booming or bottoming. The high-pitched tearing of metal against metal should have been firm, without rasping, ringing, or breakup.
Suddenly,
relaxing.
hear my voice.
Six. Relaxing perfectly. Every nerve. Every muscle. Seven. So heavy. Eight. So calm.
The ambulance sirens you now hear in the background should be pure and non-wavering. Now, for the second part of this test, the planes you hear above us should be coming from both the right and the left. The following test consists of totally unmodulated grooves. Now, they should have reached the center and they should be directly over the site of the crash. Unmodulated grooves contain no audio information whatsoever. Passengers who are still conscious are spotting them now, and they should fall into a silence as they watch the bombs drop.
No wrecks,
nobody down. In fact, nothing to laugh at at all. So, seeking for further amusement, they paid and went into the zoo, where they had lions and tigers and camels and old ale and sandwiches, too.
More.
presence of turntable rumble. Yeah. Breschel's Silent Passage serves as an excellent test for a phenomenon known in the high-fidelity industry as amplifier will. Many scientists and philosophers have long maintained that the intelligence of any system, organic or inorganic, is a function only of its internal complexity.
Deep or empty?
Constant. But we can hear.
Oh. You'll never.
Constant. You dudes are messing with some heavy, heavy stuff.
So they're from Earth, right?
Yeah.
Damn. Always thought they're from outer space.
I mean, this is big time government.
Deeper and deeper.
Closer, calm, wonderfully, certain, relaxing deeper and deeper. Falling
through heavy.
Standby. Standby. Your attention is to us. Important. It's important. We will resume radio
silence.
Service as soon as we are able.
Of course.
Oh, so, you're a private radio.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That's real. That's a bad.
There's Guam.
Thank you.
To a poetic conversation at Rumi's Caravan to celebrate World Poetic Tradition on July 13th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Unitarian Church, 685 14th Street, Oakland. For 20 years, Rumi's Caravan has inspired audiences, weaving together poems by Rumi, Hafiz, Machado, Rilke, Yeats, Mary Oliver, and many others in an improvised, recited poetic conversation with musical accompaniment. Moving through moods of prayer and grief to humor and celebration, the caravan always highlights the beauty of the spoken word. This performance benefits the Middle East Children's Alliance and is wheelchair accessible. Tickets can be purchased from www.brownpapertickets.com or at the door. For more information, call 650-327-5493.
You know, little thing happens with the thing. Nope. Happens.
Nothing. Socks appeal.
Nothing happens.
Late nights all alone.
while you suffer from cold feet.
Your little socks.
When KPFA can warm your Tootsies with a $60 donation.
I have such a conflict about who to give my $60 to. The, what's that show called? Over the Edge? Or the Puzzling Evidence Show?
Okay, and the next one is
donate
called Hammer
more than
$60,
you'll still get a pair of socks. And so handsome, with that red KPFA 94.1 FM all over them.
You should give $30 and one sock to each one. That
well,
way.
Who wants just one sock? Now, let's be realistic about this. You've got to have a pair.
Well, you're biased babies, when it comes to socks, Hal.
Yes, I beg your pardon?
You must admit, Hal, that you have already stated your firm opinions on socks many times, even
I have.
Published.
Yes, nobody bought my book, but I did have many opinions about socks, and I still do.
Well, I think this makes you unqualified to talk about socks at this point because you've established your position on them, and there's no way you can't slink back from it.
Well, you see, there are all sorts of shades of problems, and
the worst part of my day.
Problems with socks, where socks are concerned. Whatever the opposite of a problem is. Something that makes things easier, life more comfortable. For example, having warm feet. But a problem, a common problem, would be impede to circulation from an elastic which is too tight to permit the flow of blood beneath the skin. So in the same vessel, the sock, you have both the seed of the problem and the reason for enduring it in the first place. But these socks that you can get from KPFA are an entirely superior product. And because they are sized for your particular group and foot type, they are less likely to bind like the elastic of some conspiracy sock from the cruel, uncaring corporate world of rampant capitalism.
Well, I think they're worth $60 or more.
Well, it sounds extreme, perhaps, but, you know, if you buy a pair of socks, it's not that much less than $60 these days. Why, I went into Walgreens and a plastic comb costs almost $5. I mean, I've just got to hold on to everything I have because I can't afford to replace any of it.
And you have to take an Uber ride there and back.
An Uber ride, and it will bump into a porthole in the Strasse. An Uber ride, take you to Walgreens, that'll be the day. And it won't wait for you there either. It will zoom away as soon as you get out and you'll be stranded in America's drugstore at the corner of healthy and happy. Which was almost moved to China a few years ago. But then the big corporate merger fell through like a collapsing wet paper bag of garbage. I'm a habitué, a haunter of Walgreens, three blocks from my house. The go-to spot for all sorts of necessities. Private business. One wouldn't want to talk about them. But just the same. The convenience is overwhelming and overpowering. Other Walgreens are too far away to reach and spend precious, irreplaceable time trying to reach. So I go to that one where they haven't had the right type of paper towels for 5 weeks.
Have you been to
not the worst of it. Oh, what?
Have you been to Grocery Outlet? It's like they have remandered food there.
Where is it?
It's on Van Ness, South
oh,
Van Ness.
Sakes, a grocery outlet. I've never seen such. What an outlandish thing.
It's way down there. It's like about 23rd, 24th Street.
Way down where? 23rd? That's my own neighborhood.
Yes, that's right. You can walk there and they'll have.
Oh, yes, I have been there. Sure.
It's my latest fave.
It's an old grocery store that used to be back in the old days that you could go to in the middle of the night. But Grocery Outlet, as they call it, isn't open until after 10 p.m.
Well, they just
sanitized one-sized.
And the checkout people are surly teenagers.
They sure are surly, and the products are cheesy.
They really are, but you know what?
It's the bottom of the barrel of the supermarket.
Au contraire, there are some real finds there.
I guess you just have to know.
It's like searching through an old trade store or something like that that just sells cheap things.
Even Safeway, if you know what they are, has some products which are actually good.
Yeah, just be careful.
The ones that they manufacture themselves, called Safeway Select, are often cheaper and of better quality than the expensive brands the brand loyalists crave and seek.
I'll give you a perfect example at Food Outlet.
Sure.
Is it okay to talk about how great Food Outlet is here?
I don't know why we can't talk about it as long as it is not construed as an advertisement.
Well,
so let us not mention any particular ongoing sale or price series, but certainly we can discuss the foods available.
Well, this is important because you and everyone else knows my guinea pigs, or my daughter's guinea pigs, are the most pampered pets.
They're not chinchillas.
Anywhere.
They really are
guinea pigs. Yes, that's right. They're just guinea pigs. And
how old are they?
Well, the oldest one, we don't know.
They're getting on.
But they're all perfectly healthy. More or less healthy.
They're long in the tooth.
Yeah, they get friendlier as they get older.
Gerbils.
Yeah, they're nicer, you know.
Yes, so...
They actually, bother me instead of, running from me. At this point, they're finally, while you clean the cage, they're just, hanging out near you.
Do they nibble on your hands with their incisors in a friendly way while you putter around the inside of the cage?
Oh, yeah, it's worth it. So it's worth spending a fortune to make them happy, which we do.
At least to keep them in a sanitary
condition. Yeah, you have to buy special hay and pellets and
fresh
vegetation material, of which I get at Grocery Outlet, because they are an inexpensive source of cilantro and parsley and kale.
Cilantro and parsley. I suppose you would expect me to believe that's what that is.
I don't know. On their diet,
the leaking smell of LSD.
Yes, all of these things. So you can get them very inexpensively there, and it doesn't matter if they're a little, limp. It doesn't matter if he's going
to... Well, it might not matter to you, but a guinea pig, I'm sure, can tell the difference between stale parsley and that which is fresh as the first beam glittering on a sail that brings our friends up to meet in the world.
These guinea pigs have more space to live than most people in the mission.
Isn't it kind of racist to say guinea pigs? Oh, well.
Well, it's a... It goes both ways,
Really not nice. But anyway, these are, I'm sure, the most pampered plutocrat guinea pigs in the mission.
I
wouldn't have no reason to doubt that.
We're
I know
not ashamed
you take
of it. They have their own little built little
people
thing that can run up and down.
Lab animals also. They neglect experimental mice and allow them to die of starvation. All these barbarities go on, but at least there are some guinea pigs that are managing to live the life of Riley off the fat of the land, swinging on their tiny swings and slides and other recreational equipment.
Little ramps.
Placed lovingly inside the enclosure.
Things to chew on. Everything's going their way.
And they hang out with Daria, I guess.
She's all over them all the time. I've actually finally got her. It's like her job now to take care of them, clean stuff and all that.
Fire department.
Her
responsibility.
Took 5 years of yelling, but it's all been sorted out now.
You couldn't work on her sympathy and say without her aid, the guinea pigs would languor.
Bribes. Bribes and threats.
You do realize the carrot and the stick.
Parenting's very simple.
Looking toward the future. That's the carrot dangling in front of the goat that makes it always move forward.
Anyone can do it. Anyway. But anyway, I've done taking your time about how wonderful it is to buy parsley. Cilantro and kale.
Sage, rosemary, and thyme at what did you call it?
Food outlet.
I knew they were going to put a grocery store there because in the past they had one there. I used to walk there in the middle of the night and tough Mexicans would challenge me to a fight. And I wouldn't accept the challenge. I'd just walk on and they'd go, "That's right, keep going." Sure, I'll keep going. I got 2 bags of groceries while you stand by your car yelling at me and other people. Sure. Whatever floats your boat, dude. I'm just walking home with my bags of swag.
With our
Walking up
the enthusiasm for treatment, patients, and personnel is never threatened by that
falling behind in
but then
feeling.
It disappeared. It was nothing. They killed that grocery.
Third, make a firm and solid resolution.
And now it's back
which
in the form
you
of food outlet,
well.
Would you say?
Yes.
Food outlet. Well, you go there and you take food out of it.
Learning is the pathway of enthusiasm.
Always with knowledge comes confidence.
From knowledge comes, but wisdom lingers. And I linger on the shore. And the individual withers and the world is more and more. Knowledge comes, but wisdom lingers. And he wears a laden crest, full of sad experience, moving
knows we're all
the stillness
with stars.
Of his breath.
Four, let's become a dental executive now. Let's
begins
think,
to approach the
like
number of
let's
neural
recognize
contacts
that any executive is
needed
capable
for several brain
responsibility.
Become a
high charging please place high evaluation on
even
yourself.
Even less than the usual executive salary, I will be quite
he lay in
like
a the
president
of,
the
side of
or
the
CEO
on the
of Southwest
now,
Airlines.
Now Albert had heard about lions.
Actually stood behind the crew
but to see
in the incident
lions
where
so
the Vietnamese dentist
right
tried to scam them for thousands of dollars and succeeded. But nonetheless, he said the people on that airplane did everything they were supposed to do. It's rare that the CEO will stand up for what the subordinates do, especially if there's a big stench in the paper about it and a viral video showing a poor old man being bumpity-bump dragged down the aisle of the plane while a horrified passengers raise cell phones to document the outrage and a trickle of blood goes down the side of his head from where he bumped his head on the armrest. Just moments after he spat in the policeman's face, which was not recorded on the video, two Chicago police cops had to be sent on the airline because he wouldn't forget. And he was also reported talking to his lawyer saying, how much money did you get for this? And she was saying, this will go viral, baby. You're going to make a fortune. And he did. Meanwhile, in Havana, the Cuban government is rationing chicken, eggs, rice, beans, soap, and other basic products in the face of a grave economic crisis. So be satisfied that you can go by foot, bicycle, scooter, or Uber to Food Outlet in the Mission between 23rd and 24th Street on South Van Ness.
That sounds right.
Army Street was changed to Cesar Chavez. Columnist Herb Cain objected. He said, Army Street has history. Why change that? Do we really need a South Van Ness? Make that Cesar Chavez. But nobody listened. And now, look at it. Just look at it. It looks like Dracula shops here. Well, I think Dracula does shop here because Cap Street is right over one and a half a block over.
They also have pints of chocolate, cherry, and fudge ice cream. $2 for a pint. $2.
Well, of course.
No, it's $1.99. Less than $2.
I'm a reformed diabetic. I can't do that.
No, you can't. No. Doesn't do me any good either.
Well, I couldn't. The thing is, it's like if you're a diabetic, you can eat an ice cream cone as long as it's the size of about half the size of a golf ball on the top of your waffle cone. You have to eat a miniaturized ice cream cone while everyone else eats a huge, sloppy pile after pile of ice cream of different flavors teetering on top of a waffle cone or a sugar cone, which also the diabetic is not encouraged to consume.
Indian-style ghee. They have that in jars. I don't know how to cook with it.
Well, it's just butter, man. How do you cook with butter? Well, you instead of butter, you substitute ghee.
Huh. What's it taste
like? And you remember that story about the kid who was, first he was tricked by the tigers, and the tigers made him give him his pants. And then they made him give him his shirt, and then they made him give him his turban. But eventually they fought, and they fought round and round the tree in which he was hiding, and they turned themselves into a limpid pool of ghee. G-H-E-E. The Dravidian butter. Familiar to those who attend Indian restaurants. So, with this ghee, former tigers, you can just scoop it up in a big ladle. What was that ladle I saw you with last night? But then you put it, I don't know if you put it on pancakes, but you could make masala, you could make Indian food. How about that?
Huh.
You already have the ghee, now you can make Indian food.
Yeah, I bought it. I'm still trying to figure out if I can make Indian food.
Just keep it in the refrigerator.
Uh-huh.
And it will keep.
Okay.
While Earth waits and the elves sleep.
Can't wait forever.
No.
Hey, is it? It's like lactose free.
Time won't let me. Oh, lactose free? I didn't know about that. Now
yeah,
they're tampering with ghee.
No. It's naturally
lactose
free. Because the lactose is in the solids of butter.
And yeah, this is the liquid butter, yes. But surely, whether butter is liquid or solid is a function of the external temperature, which in the subcontinent of India tends to be quite high. And how about the disappearing spoon? What's that made out of? Cesium? What's that? What's it made out of? You know, the scientists prank each other by giving each other this spoon, which is metal but melts when you put it into a cup of coffee.
Won't gallium do that?
Gallium, that's it. Yeah, sorry, not cesium. Gallium, of course. Gallium is an element.
That's
and,
true.
And you just make a spoon out of it, and then for fun you can have the spoon melts in your coffee.
Have you been celebrating the 150th anniversary of the periodic table?
I have in my own way. It's interesting how some things have changed in the periodic table and
in our lifetimes.
Yes. I thought it interesting to note that...
Go ahead, sorry.
Well, the top of the Washington Monument, maybe you know about that one.
Yes, aluminum.
Aluminum. It's capped by aluminum because when they put that aluminum cap on the monument, it was rarer than platinum and thought to be one of the world's most precious metals. You just couldn't get any aluminum without an elaborate procedure, which was quite costly, but that was before the Aluminum Corporation of America, Alcoa, was founded.
It's been...
And now we have a
I don't
call.
Know what the...
The card check at Whole Foods or...
Scarlett Turner, yes.
Oh.
You know, how do you know she's a girl? Because she's dancing backwards and...
Scarlett
99% of the swim has been here.
Scarlett Johansson.
Besides the point.
Dancing backwards,
Ginger
in front
Rogers.
Of Fred Astaire in heels. Yes, Ginger Rogers. Really beautiful. Resembles Robin Coomer. Doesn't sing as well as Robin Coomer. Has a squeaky voice, in fact. But a great star.
That's the name of the song I wrote some years ago, and of course, played puzzling evidence here. But yeah, no puzzling evidence. I mean, what's the other one?
Your Christianity is stupid.
Talking about Santo Estupido? Saint Stupid's Day?
He's talking about nose hair link land. That's not on the air anymore.
Nose hair link land? Why, it is on the air. I don't know why you would say such a thing.
Rumors I hear.
But. I see. You don't call it
milk.
That anymore.
Yes. I happen to be a prophet.
Remove the protein of the milk and the water, and then you have the natural...
Yeah, we just sort of tied a ribbon around nose hair length land and, you know, filed away all those...
Sunk it in the deep blue sea.
Yeah, we put all those podcasts on a reliable server over at Radio Valencia.
The moving waters
and
their priest-like task of pure ablution round Earth's human shores.
Yeah, it's all done.
I apologize for what has the harm done.
It's not a plastic model, it's the real thing. And it's not fake.
And it's really good. It's like it's like the taste of butter, but
cooking and frying.
In today's busy environment.
What is
in today's busy environment.
No? Characteristics. Yes. It's combined two rich tastes of butter.
In today's busy environment.
You know, I can't
believe that's a Gee fan for you.
Right way, the brave little fella not showing up.
Well, he gets it going.
You've already started using the Gee, right?
Yeah, I took a scoop out of it, but I haven't touched it since.
What would happen if you used it interchangeably with butter, like on a stack of flapjack?
I've just got to put it in a different spot of the refrigerator.
Yeah, your Gee spot.
How about with a big bulging bag of popcorn?
I wasn't going to touch that one.
Don't touch the Gee spot. Not during the time we're asking at 420, asking for money for this station.
Sock money. Come on. Well, you probably have $60 in socks in your home.
If you give $60, which might seem initially to be a lot, but remember you can deduct a really nice pair of socks that you'll receive. Please specify size, though they all resemble each other in appearance, and they're red and black.
You know, Rouge and Noir. I was going to think about the socks, but you can get a cool sweatshirt.
When originally, yeah, of course, you can have a hood.
A fork and a knife made out of titanium.
Lounge around. Lounge.
A little tent that says, can't be a fail on the outside.
Or a, and a pair of socks, too. Ideally, wear even more than that. And,
you know, $60 to some people might sound like a lot of money.
It does to me.
But
after, it would be painful to spend it. But then after that, the pain would vanish, and you'd have a pair of socks.
Yeah, and
you would
warm feelings
to congratulate yourself. A feeling of self-satisfaction and physical warmth from your feet not being cold. Now, of course, the philosopher La Rochefoucauld stipulated that everything you do that's a good deed is only done to make you feel good about yourself. There's no altruism. Everything always has a selfish reason. But once you've established that, you might as well go ahead. Because
that's what you get for being a philosopher.
You can embrace the
rules as you go along.
The nicey nice behavior, and you'll still be guilty of it, or rather credited with it, because you will have done it. So then, don't worry about that aspect at all.
I'd like to ask you just one more time, puzzling evidence in Dr. Hal.
Yes.
Are the socks $60?
The socks accompany a donation of $60 or more. So the socks, if you consider it an absolute simple interchange of money for socks, could cost $120, $400, $500. They could be a most expensive pair of socks. But in being so, they would help KPFA in its mission. And if KPFA raises enough money, it won't have to have the next fundraiser, which is lined up and on the way. And think of all the people walking around in KPFA socks and T-shirts, I mean sweatshirts. You wash the sweat off in the washing machine. And the socks also, you send them through the wash. They last because they do have some synthetic, but they are a natural fiber and a fabric.
I asked how much they cost, Hal, because $60 seems a reasonable price.
Well, they cost less to KPFA, obviously.
But no. Here on the wall, it says KPFA merchandise, and it says KPFA socks.
Yes.
$70.
Oh, well, see, they're going up all the time. You should have gotten them before when they were only $60.
Or...
get them now.
$70 or $10 a month.
$10 a month to support a pair of socks which support you in your peregrinations around the neighborhood.
And it says one sock fits most large. What?
One sock fits
they're really not
most large.
First of all, think of the mathematics here on this
sock
fits memo from KPFA, KPFB, all the others. And it says $70 or $10 a month.
Do the math, please.
Just
help me out.
Spend $10 every month.
That'll be forever, or a year, or 6 months, or how does that work?
For 6 months, you're on call.
Hey, Dr. Hal.
Yes.
Kissy app is working on how many bits? What kind of system is that?
Slowly, I turn step by step, inch by inch.
Ooh, baby, I'm gonna get you,
girl. Cute little kissy.
Hey, I've got my phone recalibrated. Now, I'm going to make a new assault on the kissy app this very even. Yes, I'll sneer at the kissy app as the door magically unlocks, the wards slide, and I step over the threshold of my own free will.
No, there'll be a big party there with raucous young people.
With raucous rolling teens who will just let me in and as they snicker at me.
Radio? What's that?
Radio.
Is it on my phone?
It's the happening sound. It's on your phone, your tablet too. There's even a speaker in your shoe. Radio.
Hey, where's your special?
I had never been on the radio before.
Well, you're on the radio now. Get used to it.
All the questions.
Very exciting.
I was directed to no one else, Mr. Himself. So he can address the masters, though, probably thinking about the safety of Kissy app or if the application is...
It's supposed to protect the people inside the building. I can appreciate that. The average hooligan on the street doesn't have the Kissy app. Or does he? We can't be sure about that. I mean, anything can be hacked.
They have
a key in the lock can't be hacked, but... The Kissy app, I can see how someone who was clever enough with the computer could indeed hack into the Impact Arts Hub. And man, what an impact that could make on the arts. They'd take more than microphones this time. They back a dump truck up to the door. They load everything in there.
I think you're talking about Pete Goldie, aren't you?
That fellow, it is said that he unfairly took advantage of their laxity, but...
Yeah, he used the Kissy scaffold, I think. Wasn't that the story?
Well, yes, the march to the scaffold, 13 steps to the fatal platform, and then as the drums cease playing, he gets to address the crowd. But think of the cool mics you got. My show called The Microphone Caper was a podcast and can be downloaded from the podcast page.
Yeah, I've heard that that caper was the best thing that ever happened to Relodio. By far.
You know, there were people who, I mean, do we really want to open all this up again? People who wanted you to confess and come clean.
Really? I didn't hear that.
You know, dial a shot, set, just put them in the mail and send them back.
No, that's true. I apologize.
Absolute best part was how everybody should call the cops on you. I thought that was amazing and wonderful.
Is that true? I didn't know that either.
Yeah, it was like, we should call San Francisco PD.
I'll show you how to handle PD.
I want some Leo at my door. Come on.
Yeah, you don't want that. We don't need to bring... Let's not have the police involved.
So where do you keep the scaffolding? In your house or in your van?
I have to take it over one piece at a time. And, you know, then assemble it, and then I go and get another piece and drive it over in the Prius.
Yeah, grown man.
Makes America
sad, but, you know, it takes a while. But, hey, anything worth having is worth stealing.
And there's the riveting video.
Of the guy with a little backpack.
The actual guy.
Well, who's interested in that?
You
want to stay with the lie.
It's like this blurry thing that...
Nobody cares about him. He doesn't even know what the worth of a microphone is.
Well, but then that's what they said. They said, how did he just happen to know that those microphones were the most expensive things in the room? How did he just happen to come in and...
I don't know.
Can that be really an accident, or is it an inside job?
directed by the Napoleon of crime.
Yeah, who is that? You know, all this chitter-chatter.
Anybody at Reloadio?
Yeah, all this chitter-chatter.
Which is a whole bunch of guys.
It's distracting. It's distracting from my current racket, which is preparing for...
Carnival!
Hello, everybody. Today it's time and season for Carnival next weekend.
Yes, when San Francisco will raid your home, since you provide three Bay Area stations, including Radio Valencia and KPFA, with a copy of a police report.
Today, our Hollywood Spotlight microphone is...
Unlawful sales of water to thirsty people trudging by in the uncountable heat.
It really stuns the police every year when they realize that it's entirely legal what I'm doing.
Look, he's got a warrant. I mean, a permit.
Just hanging around outside hoping they can get in and find that scaffolding.
I heard
fingerprints all over. Why should
I be? I heard an amazing rumor today when I was at a tile store, of course, buying tile things. And the guys that work there stop by every year at Water Central in Carnival, and they know about my whole gig there. And they said that this year they're going to allow open carry, and there's going to be no beer jail.
No beer jail? Well, that takes a lot of the fun out. Because
you mean they can't have beer at all?
Watching? No, they can.
They can.
They can carry it around in a paper bag
with beer and drink it as much as they want.
Well, after Kavanaugh, everybody likes beer. You know, he made it popular. But the police department has been repeatedly castigated by city officials after the report showed up on television newscasts and in prints only hours after they tried to shut down Doc Goldie's water stand.
Permission granted to land on platform 327.
Sort of like that. But yeah. It's amazing. I've been getting away with it no problem year after year because
He's getting away with it.
The carnival.
I just get away with everything, don't I?
Carnival. Right in his own front yard.
You can check out radiovalencia.fm.
Wind hands on the door.
Well, of course, you do have a comely barista serving up water to the thirsty multitude.
Oh, yeah. Better every year. And the daughter's getting more into the business, too.
All right. Well,
oh, yeah.
Of course, you're
capitalist
diversifying.
Training is mm-hmm. kicking
it's,
in.
You know, keep it in the family like a Chinese restaurant. You
someday,
make
all, this, all these water bottles are going to be yours.
Litquake is having a special Godfather anniversary.
God knows,
Where you wallow in the Godfather and all its sequels in detail.
And a most pleasant good morning, everybody.
Yeah. Stand by. Already?
Yeah.
No.
So K-Rob's going to be doing the emceeing at Reloadio this year.
Emceeing, eh?
For Carnival.
There's going to be a big stage show, yeah, with chorus girls and comedians and special effects.
He's got this sanguine jacket he's going to be wearing. Fantastic.
I was actually contacted by Davey Normal, and he wants me to participate in his Burning Man installation, which is called...
I'm sorry,
Cat Hinge.
Don't mean to interrupt.
He's got these babes. He was showing me pictures of them. You know, they dress up like in these scanty kitty cat outfits with the tails and ears and
welcome
so
back,
on.
My friend, to the show that never ends.
How he contacts these people. Also, Balinese artisans are weaving and creating some of the aspects of the giant installation, which has already been match-funded by the Burning Man organization. It will exist in the desert to the right of the man, where huge, towering cat statues of Cat Hinge, entirely produced on an optical printer,
he says,
and
I were listening to
will be
some
out
radio
there.
Program, and we had this huge bag of
boy, will
Fritos.
They be out there.
So at some point, my friend stops eating, but I can't.
Fear
Fritos?
Stimulates my imagination.
Right.
Well, you know, when you're on a road trip, chili cheese Fritos are so something you'd never eat under any other circumstances. Really, that's what you want to eat. Something
I
like
am so
that.
High.
The
Frito Bandito was decried, but many were not offended by the light of singing on behalf of the ubiquitous corn chip.
I want to smoke some marijuana.
I want to smoke some marijuana, but I haven't for a long time because now it's legal and that means I can't get it. Well, it was illegal. Why? It fell out of the sky.
I've been moistening them up in my mouth.
You gotta figure, if we're all gonna be replaced by machines?
Automation is coming to take all our jobs. Jobs, jobs, jobs. Jobless placement marketing program in the city of the future.
Cartwright double-sided one in the room. Chevron oil.
On the Cartwright, rumbling, rambling, ponderosa way. Where rampaging robots do all the agricultural work.
Oh, come on, Hal. If you want to work, there's plenty of jobs. Why? I worked tonight.
I'm sure it wasn't hog tying a rambunctious steer either.
Liberty Capital Savings.
No, it's my regular thing.
They were setting the delicate tiles in the pavement.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
And it takes a special skill to be able to put them down properly.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah.
So water bugs will not pry them up or the it's other amazing. Indignities of the bathroom floor be visited upon them.
That was very
this was
very
things
late
leaking
night,
from a restaurant kitchen onto the wait staff's head while they were preparing the salads.
Yikes. Well, you wouldn't want hot grease to disfigure the tiles either.
Great. He had to, you know, this is one of the things that becomes confusing for people about the show, but
aren't tiles, well, slippery?
Oh, yeah, I slipped once today while working out tonight.
So you put down this great floor, and then they have to put some plastic floor mat there.
Big black rubber things that are filthy. They have to, by
somebody should call the Board of Health.
Yes,
by Board of Health rules, they have to wash them every night.
Yes, Bob.
And with what?
Yes, Bob.
Hot water they spray on them outside on the sidewalk. Don't you ever see a certain time of the night, every restaurant, there's this big black rubber mat out on the sidewalk and sprayed on.
The Lucky River restaurant a few years ago, they had a problem because somebody took a picture of them when they were. They had a huge chunk of frozen beef and they took it outside and were bashing it on the sidewalk to break it up and people took cell phone pictures.
It feels like a real thing.
The idea is, they're putting their meat on the filthy sidewalk. They're just trying to break
delicious
solid chunks of meat. But the whole restaurant had to change its name. What's it called now? I think it's called Pong Walk or something like that.
Walk Pong Beaten Meat. Five Beaten Meats.
Pong Cock, it's over
someone
on
else knows what's wonderful. Good.
It's way out there.
Bob loves it.
Bob that loves restaurant, it. It's on.
Well, unfortunately, Bob's not
there. Avenue. Well, what's the name of that street out there? It's on.
Kearney.
Kearney? No. This is. Ocean Avenue, or not that. Monterey. It's on Monterey Boulevard.
Cheers.
Yep.
Good morning, Bob.
Bob.
Yes. I believe in you, Bob.
Yes, call out.
How are you?
Bob. Not great, Bob.
I believe
they say,
in Bob.
I got it, Bob.
Edge. Oh, sorry.
Bob Edge.
They say,
Edge. He's edgy.
I'm trying to do it in unison. I'm really good working on it.
He's the head of that subgenius church, which means
if I talk exactly like Donald Trump, I can be president immediately.
He doesn't work that way.
You could be the chief resident.
Edge.
Okay,
that's what they call him.
Martin Luther King. And he doesn't like Alessandra Octavio Cortez either.
You might notice from my accent, I'm not yet ready to be president. But I'm working
have the
on
orange
it.
Skin and the pinkish
now,
eyes.
You know, occasionally somebody gets a
I'm working
misreads
on that.
The term subgenius.
Like Hyman Rickover, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Or the developers of the German Kriegsmarine in the First World War, as outlined by Lowell Thomas in his book on submarine warfare. But most notorious of these was the U-33, under the command of Baron Friedrich von Schirmwartz, which was said to be operating in the Mediterranean, but at the same time it was supposed to be there, it was in the North Atlantic torpedoing Allied liners and shelling the lifeboats. The Huns really outdid themselves that time.
And he is merciful.
What's really weird is it was a prototype which was built in a shipyard in Santa Monica, California.
The transgression will depart.
That's what
and
we hear.
Sin will be atoned.
For thousands of years, Americans have looked for answers.
No evil.
Is it kissing?
They found a submarine on the ocean floor which supposedly was used to smuggle top Nazis out of Germany at the end of the last war.
Is it full of Nazis right now?
According to Kurt Kirstein.
Did you have so much fun?
No, I bookmarked the article. I can forward it to you. This is a real thing. And it's a giant submarine, too, of an unknown class. Yeah, sorry, Hitler.
To life's difficult questions.
I'm sorry, Hitler.
What? You're worried about being locked out. I see that.
How much Nazi gold do you imagine on that giant Nazi submarine?
Well, maybe that was the ballast that kept it on the oozy ocean bottom. And that scraping on the hull was not the long phalanges of a
skeleton. Now, millions of people just like you.
It's about sailors. No. Not like
I'm sorry,
me.
Call you
Rob. Not like me at all. Why do you say I, like me?
Question of international law, Dr. Hal.
Lando Calrissian.
I have that question of international law for you, Hal.
Calrissian from the dead. Okay, go ahead. I'll tell you.
You said Kriegsmarine. However, this submarine, by all description, may not be a Kriegsmarine. It might, in fact, be a Nazi submarine. If it's a Kriegsmarine, it's a war grave. If it's a Nazi submarine, not a war grave, can be salvaged. Correct?
I spoke, first of all, of a submarine from the 1914-1918 war.
Oh.
That was the submarine under the command of von Schoenvorts, the U-33. But this recent one that was found is some big thing that's on the ocean floor, and they say it was used to smuggle the Nazis out of... I mean, that's what's in the article.
Yeah, but if it's Nazis, come on. They're not.
After the attempt on the Führer's life, everyone in the military had to join the Nazi party. There was no option at that time.
Yeah, but
and we're talking about something at the end of the war, a final desperate effort, like the one which took the heads of the party to the moon to live.
Right. How many submarine tickets did they hand out there? You know, come on, that's...
Well, however many, it was inadequate, because the ship found a watery grave in Davy Jones' athlete's
But then I set it back 43 minutes to 8:08, turned the clock upside down to see if it looked like the word...
My point is, it would be probably totally legal and not at all creepy to go into it and salvage it.
Well, I wonder why somebody doesn't, because there it is on the internet.
Why would you say that? Why is it creepy?
International, I mean, some people
the ghosts of Nazi of plane the crash, Nazi leadership skeletons in there, all clutching their Nazi gold. Would you get to pry the gold from their bones?
Who's there?
I've dove on submarines and seen the skeletons. Not that one, of course. It's too deep.
You're all right,
for scuba.
Mm-hmm. You don't mean that the ill-fated voyage of the whatchamacallit that we were on?
What?
Remember when you got seasick?
I'm sure that you were. Hi. No, I've never been on a submarine with you. Oh, yes, I have.
Yes,
the Pampanita.
Yes.
The Pamp.
Yeah. And that was engaged in smuggling the Führer off. But we won't discuss that. Our audience might get the wrong idea.
So, puzzling
evidence. I gave the book to Ed Holmes that described the submarine that Hal's talking about.
Yes. Huh? Ed Holmes, a sailor bold.
The and a mother sub was the first acoustical torpedo hit.
Oh, he was the mate and the captain.
And there's a wire recording of that hit. That's how advanced we were. We had radar and acoustic torpedoes, and that was the end of the U-boats.
Torpedo run.
In 1 month, May, it was over for Germany.
All because of Hedy Lamarr.
Well, a whole bunch more people. Hedy just got the credit because she's so pretty.
Yeah, it's a system.
It's a scientific work which helped the torpedo to... Also, the incredible Mr. Limpet did some work along that line.
Yes, without
that's
his...
secret. Nobody should ever know.
Das Limpet. Yeah, the remember the anti-limpet torpedo they display in the movie, which follows the Don Nuts.
It is crazy, Tom.
Well, now, if I pick
those
up
my
right.
favorite guys, actually, they were on little big torpedoes. Two guys,
little big
Italia,
torpedoes?
Britain. A couple of French guys, but they weren't really into
it.
We used to drive torpedoes into harbors and sink ships that way.
When we first fired our torpedoes, they didn't work worth it. Good golly gosh darn. They just sank with an anticlimactic bloop bloop, and they didn't do nothing.
Alcohol, ecstasy,
somebody
marijuana.
That's why we fought World War II.
Line. No, well, it was a great stimulus
alcohol,
of technology.
Alcohol, favorite war.
Technology, yeah. We are the first cruise missile created for that war. And the first nuclear bombs.
Yep.
And well, of course, we know of all the other weapons that
You know the best part about this is Michael Pepe is listening but wishes he were here.
Michael Pepe? Well, he no longer has to toil in the bowels of the conspiracy. Too bad he can't be here, but maybe he'll come on my show. You know,
Michael Pepe. Did anyone else notice there's a skull on the floor?
Uh-oh, a skull is down there. I had nothing to do with it.
Spooky skull.
I just noticed.
How can you just notice a skull? A moment ago, it was Hitler on the submarine of the seafloor.
You're checking me out.
Now it's just a skull
there's
on the
supposedly
floor.
Supposedly multiple skulls rolling
around. Actually,
in
the book I gave Ed, Hitler makes it to Argentina.
A lot of stuff like that keeps coming out about Hitler in Argentina. You know, wouldn't he be rather old by now? However horrible he is.
He'd be 125 and he was dating a girl on a show called Man Meets Woman. So I know he's alive. I've seen him
on
TV.
They love the mustache. Hitler himself said that they were.
Is he hiding in plain sight?
They said,
yep,
you know,
exactly.
My Führer, please don't take this the wrong way, but your mustache is somewhat off-putting. The style of it, don't you?
What are you, Hitler shaming?
Well, that's what Hitler's own friends told him, and Hitler said, by the time I'm finished, my mustache will be so stylish that everyone will want one like it.
I was always amazed that there were guys with little Hitler mustaches.
Yes, there were.
It was a popular, before he even got here, it was very popular
right.
in France.
Especially in the comics, they often drew characters with Hitler mustaches.
Oh, our favorite show is on.
Oh, yeah, the Hitler Mustache Hour is now started. And we're going to show
Thank you.
Film
Don't
of Hitler's
me.
Twitching mustache in just a moment.
Batman, throw you in there.
But first, let's look into the secret dungeons of the Third Reich, where they're pouring a tall glass of beer.
I love doing drugs.
Jesus Christ.
Doing
boundaries,
drugs.
People.
Yeah,
there was a column in the San Francisco Chronicle by this woman who writes from
the
back page. She heard giggling outside, and there were teenage girls sitting there smoking marijuana. All the furor, they were doing drugs out there. So she went out and joined them.
I mean, that's the attention to detail and the commitment that we have on the show.
And they offered her the joint, but she said, "Oh no, she never did drugs." And then
we didn't need further explanation. The audience wanted these guys.
That's not a drug, huh? Tobacco.
Way to go.
And then she revealed that one of these girls was 10 years
old.
Do
you have 117 votes? How do you pass the vote?
Oh, tempora, oh, mores, oh, Western civilization. Down the tubes. But nonetheless, she felt conspiratorial sitting with the teenage girls.
I'm sorry, Hitler.
Smoking.
Is it kissing?
Hitler shaming.
I'm sorry, Hitler.
Don't apologize to him. He's the one I should be
I'm sorry, Hitler.
I've often
what?
Had occasions.
I'm sorry, Hitler.
Not appropriately.
You're worried about being locked out.
Cheers to,
he still
cheers
doesn't think anything is his fault.
A couple of soft boiled us.
You're worried about being locked out.
Bleak.
Thank you, Doc.
There was a cool comic strip about Hitler and Hitler.
See that?
Here he's going to get some kind of
chemical
in his command car, driving toward the part of hell where they're going to give him the award. He's driving over the heads of German soldiers who were buried in the ground.
What is he in a giant black Mercedes?
Yes, yes. Well, eventually he gets there, and the award
is about being locked down.
Cheers.
Torn into a million pieces, but of course they'll all come back together.
Soft boiled.
This is hell.
Us.
Oh, can I see that?
It was a pretty good comic. It was by Mike Mignola, the creator of Hellboy.
Hitler ain't got shit on you,
dude.
He's
got a number of good Hellboy comics.
His name is Adolf?
Yeah. Adolf. His name was Adolf Schicklgruber, yeah. And then there's that Roald Dahl story about the mother and the father, and they're worried about their tiny baby. He seems so sick he may die, but thank God your child is all right. He will live,
Frau Hitler. Yeah, there's a couple dicks in here. You used to bring love to people of all shapes and sizes.
You talk about the world where there's no fences.
And then there was Adolf's good boyhood friend, August Kubizek, author of the book, The Young Hitler I Knew.
These guys
who,
are all
described the hijinks that Adolf and he would get up with. Oh, those boys, what pranks they would play.
Antibiotics for the boy.
You may not know this, but Adolf was working on a musical production, an opera, about Wayland the Smith. And he was a character in the Norse mythology who had a hammer. And he'd hammer in the morning and he'd hammer in the evening. You get the picture. Die Lebensflamme, or is it? It's certainly not Der Lebensflamme. Die Lebensflamme, or The Flame of Life. And Kubizek would write the music, and Adolf would write the lyrics, of course, because he was a great admirer of Herr Wagner and his
edge.
He had the edge on all the other composers.
So pretty in the sky.
It's hard to write a lyric about cesium-137.
Well, the disappearing spoon. I'll start with that one. Here's a spoon to stir your coffee, dear. Just stir your coffee as if I were here. I baked this spoon for you, my love. The same stuff that our life's made of. It's cesium. And I think to myself, she did it.
Of course, the word heaven does rhyme with cesium-137.
It would be an assonance, but that never stopped the Rolling Stones. They're firing off guns down there. Maybe the war's over.
Good show, fellas.
Let's get this show on the road.
It's the USO with Betty Hutton.
Low-carb diets, Michael Moore, the Republican National Convention, Kabbalah and all Kabbalah-related products.
Betty Grable.
Hi-def TV, the Bush daughters, wireless hotspots, the OC.
And now UN, Bob Hope to entertain
the cans,
the
Latin Grammys, the real Grammys. Jeff, that wiggle who sleeps too darn much. The Yankees payroll, all the red states.
We'll be landing at Bob Hope Airport.
Everything in the solar system, everything that exists. Past, present, and future in all discovered and undiscovered dimensions.
So I want to say to you right now, have a great show.
No.
Oh, cheers, right, man. Come on.
Here. All right. I think we are all a bit bucked up by that. Married and throw convention aside and have a great show. With Kellogg's sugar-coated frosting.
To rock a pocket of puke.
They're unbelievably great. Just take it from old Tony the Tiger. And Groucho Marx. Yes, they're together on screen.
Your points in whatever order you feel most logical and natural to establish.
As if Groucho would eat them.
It's a fox tail. It's a fox tail.
of course, I hold it up to my head like this and squeeze the trigger.
No, this is one of your best moments, Rob.
Who will dwell in thy holy hill?
Sorry, I called you Rob.
Look what happens when you buy 3 boxes of Purina Cat Chow.
You get a prize.
Hey.
You get a small portrait of Daddy Warbucks. I got one once in a Cracker Jack.
Who are you guys?
A tiny picture of Daddy Warbucks in a tiny frame. That was the prize.
You get 1 box free.
Box your ears, you impudent child.
So I thought I should sell water and aluminum cans this year because it's 100% recyclable.
Well, they won't be swilling down bisphenol B. Mm-hmm. They won't be getting bisphenol from those plastic bottles which destroy the environment. Plastic is everywhere in the environment and destroying the entire earth.
Well, here's the good news. You see, before I thought about that, I had already bought all the water in plastic bottles.
Oh, so this year.
So now you have to buy all that aluminum can and pour them in there.
I have to buy like 1,000 acres of carbon credits or something.
And buy right.
Yeah. Where do they sell it?
Whether to laugh or be sick.
Where do I buy a forest?
I don't think so.
Well,
I walk the floor.
Hello, Pete.
And in between,
anyway, I'm racked with guilt because I.
You ever seen the movie K-Pac?
Yes, I did.
So you remember the line in there about a guy named Pete being married to a woman named? They did get the daughter's name wrong then.
Oh, named Sarah.
I'll never
know. No kidding.
I was working with those quotes today, and
notable
because that's the possible other ID of Spacey before he became a bad president and
ID,
made everybody mad at him.
I'm talking
was it before?
To the
yeah.
Shadows. 1 o'clock
well,
uh-oh. You can't.
I love, you know, I think that that's a great thing about the show is that, you know, you really do have that sense of continuity.
Brat. Uh-oh.
That's the best caller all night.
Yes, beer and
you
a bear.
See, without the plastic bottles, you will
someone called
be
us.
In agreement with most nations
on the air.
Because almost every country in the world has agreed on a binding framework for reducing plastic waste. The only exception, of course, is Donald Trump in the United States who wants plastic waste.
I don't know what that means.
Well, okay, this will be the last year. I'll figure it out by next year and still make an enormous amount of money.
United Nations environmental officials will applaud you.
Always at its peak at 5 a.m.
You see, discarded plastic.
What are we listening to?
Clutters land, floats in huge masses, and it's not on KPFA 94.1 FM on your radio dial, and 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in the fungus-shrouded valley of Fresno, and 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz. Don't forget, it's also online at www.kpfa.org.
But before it's online anywhere, it'll be online at Relodio.
Well,
at tinyurl.com/Relodio.
Okay, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
Fraternal, brotherly love between stations. Yeah.
See, now I have to buy the stupid
so
socks.
He's so amazing on the show. That's what people expect
of you. Can you say that again? I coughed over it.
See, the socks will not entangle wildlife in the oceans like the plastic bottles will.
Oh, God, you're really making me feel horrible.
It's amazing.
Yes, the agreement linked to the 186 country UN-supported Basel Convention.
What time's the show start?
3 or 4.
Yeah, 3 or 4 in the morning. Yeah. So join us next week. And then, of course, help us.
Very messy.
Help me.
So it won't be messy. And we won't have to do this again in the summer.
Yeah.
How nice that would be. And you can drive around the state of California in your new KPFA socks and
that's
new
I love
sweatshirts.
Like these guest characters where, you know, I love thinking about
what a can
happen.
It's good. I mean, we never... I